All right, let's go. We got a record on, and we're in it
You
to win
sound
it.
so artificial.
Do I?
Yeah. It's
You gotta be a jerk, yo. Whatever, you said you got something to talk about. Let's talk.
Oh, something to talk about. All right, so I was with my fellow teaching folk, and we were out at the, I mean, can I say the name of the place?
School
Does
or
it,
at,
no.
I mean, just describe the place. You don't have to say the name of it.
We were at a brewery.
Oh, okay.
Brewery.
Oh yeah. I remember. We never did discuss this. Go on.
No, well, I mean, it was today.
I know, but
But okay, so we were at the brewery, and
it's like the rural drawer.
the rural drawer, yes, the rural drawer in the brewery. So we were there, and
The rural drawer in the
was
case of the
talking to.
brewery. I'm sorry. Go
I'm
ahead.
just killing my momentum. All right, so we're there, and see, I do this when I'm teaching too. If they interrupt me, I repeat the last thing I said. And if they interrupt me too many times, I will literally be like, "All right, stand up, push it." So and so, what? Okay, so everyone stand up, push it. Okay, so and so, be quiet. Stand up, push your chairs in. So and so, have a seat. I didn't ask you to move yet. Stand up, push your chairs in. And for like 5 minutes, I'm telling them to stand up and push the chairs in. And I'm also telling them to sit down because, well, because the wrong group of people got up and be like, "All right, Alpha table, it is now, no, Bravo table, I didn't tell you to go anywhere. Come back. So and so, come back. So and so, come back. Come have a seat." "Man, Miss So and so, I'm not gonna give my last name on this podcast. Man, Miss So and so." "Okay, have a seat, be quiet." "Okay, warning number one for complaining, and you know this is a two strike kind of day. Keep it up." "Alpha table, we are going to move to our computer station. We are going to go ahead and get started on our so and so, close your mouth. Alpha table, it is now time for us to stand up, push our chairs in. Wait a minute, wait a minute, so and so. So and so, I didn't say go yet. I didn't say go yet. I didn't say move. Come on back." "Man, sit down. Shut up, other child." "So and so, that's a warning for being rude and disrespectful." "Alpha table, we are now gonna stand up. And remember, we're doing Project XY. So and so, have a seat. So and so. So and so, okay, I'll wait till y'all are ready and then we'll move.
Oh my gosh.
I'll wait.
Seriously, how long does this take, Brandy?
I'll wait." "But Miss Robot, I'm counting to 10, and every time you make a noise, I'm gonna start over. You know I hate tapping." "That includes you, so and so.
Take
That
though.
includes Alpha
Oh
Table.
my gosh.
Now, every time I have to stop and tell y'all to be quiet, we end up sitting here
Y'all just
doing
be
this for the
quiet.
next 10. You be quiet too. Don't worry about your neighbor. You take care of yourself. If we all take care of ourselves, we will all be all right. Go ahead and follow instructions." "Man, just be quiet." "No.
I don't need you to help
I'll,
me
no,
tell people to be quiet.
I need
Like,
you to co-sign for me. Have a seat. Be quiet. I'm counting to 10. In my head, I'm counting to 10. Y'all be silent for 10 seconds. 10 seconds passes. Okay. Alpha table. All the chairs scooch back, and I haven't told them to move yet.
gotta switch it up. You gotta be like, Alpha table, I'm gonna call on you next.
This is, no, I can't do that because if I say, "Alpha table, stand up, push your chairs in, head to your stations. Bravo table, Charlie table, we're waiting." If I say Bravo table or Charlie table, if I say the table name, they are immediately going to spring out of their seats.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta teach them to slow down.
No, they don't. They don't wait for anything.
They can.
Because I'm like, I didn't say move. I said we're waiting. And then they come back and they're like, oh, I heard Bravo. And I'm like, okay.
You gotta listen to the whole sentence.
Like, okay, children. And sometimes I'll be like, I'm looking for 2 volunteers. And I'll say, I'm looking for 2. And then arms shoot up. And I'm like, 2 volunteers to rub my feet? And they're like, oh. And I'm like, well, you got your hands up. I mean, you're going to do whatever I say at this point, right? Or I'll be like, I need 2 volunteers. All the hands shoot up. To give me $5?
Oh, okay, so you do have a little bit of fun with the kids. Kids are fun.
Oh, I do all the time. I'll get up in front of class and I'll start dancing. Not like a for real dance. I'll just like shake my shoulders a little bit. And then this one girl started laughing. Oh, look at Miss R. Well, I'll just be Miss R. Look at Miss R. And I'm like, oh, no, baby. I'm up here dancing. What you got? What you got? Oh, come on, gosh. Show us what you got. Show us what you got. And I looked at her and I pointed my hand, I pointed a flat hand towards her with my palm facing to the left.
And it's very descriptive.
And I said, if you'll remember the Cosby Show episode, Challenge! And they just look at me.
And they don't get it at all.
And they don't get the reference. And then I'm like, we're doing a dance battle now. What you got? What you got? And they don't want to participate. So, you know, I'm just going around the room like, oh, I'm passing the energy. Ooh, bam, you got the energy now. What you got? What you got? And they're literally staring at me like, she has lost her mind. But one sweet little boy sat here and did the dance and danced for me. And it was precious.
That's so good.
And I'm like, so-and-so is the only one with the courage to get up here. Dance battle! So, you know, I dance, he dance, and I'm like, raise your hand if so-and-so won. A couple kids raise their hand. Raise your hand if Miss Robo... I keep saying my stupid name. Raise your hand if Miss R won. And they voted for me, and that felt good. And I'm like, I'm the winner! Now, I can only really do that with, like, my first block because we serve breakfast. Mm. So
there is some downtime there.
Right. It's like there's some time to kill. But anyway, we got all the way over there because I was trying to
We completely
talk about,
missed this brewery conversation.
Yeah. So the brewery, the Royal German Brewery case. So we're sitting there, and now I'm going to bring it down.
Aww.
So we're there. We're talking, and I'm talking to somebody who... This was like a teacher's gathering. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to someone who came with their significant other who is currently a teacher. And that person was a teacher. And the 2017-2018 school year was their very first year teaching.
Oh.
And long story short, they couldn't hack it. Mm. They're in a really tough...
So it was 2 teachers in a relationship and one of them couldn't hack it?
Yes.
Okay.
And one of them's like barely hacking it and switched schools once or twice.
In this school year?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, so the probationary period for a new teacher in this area is 1 year.
Okay.
Not just 90 days, but literally the entire school year.
It doesn't take that much to acclimate or something? Like, I don't...
That's just what the contract language says.
All right, I accept.
But it is what it is. And we signed the contract, get the job, and here we are.
Yeah.
So, he couldn't hack it. It is an extremely tough school in the hood.
Hey.
Are these people going to know where we live, city?
Not today.
You're right, not today. So I won't say infamous crossroads that would tell you the type of community this guy was in. So, long story short, he's in the hood. He can't
handle
it.
At the corner of Don't Go There and Stay Away From There?
He's at the corner of Don't Go There and someone got shot there. Yeah.
Oh, damn, bro.
So, he's at the corner of the news would have you believe that people are dying and there are corpses in the streets.
Oh, good point. Because people really do live there. Like, this is a real place with real neighborhood and real people who actually live their lives there.
Right. And I worked over there.
Right.
It is scary when you listen to the news.
But if you're actually there, you're dealing with real people.
And it's not so bad in real life. I mean, I saw some stuff while I was over there. True.
What'd you see while you were over there?
So, I was dropping off kids from one of our after school sites to the other after school site, and there was this, and I stayed for a minute because I had to take care of something. Most of the children had left at that time, but in the parking lot of the after school center was a giant, like, 10-man fight happening.
Jeez Louise.
It was a 10-man fight. There was weave all over the place. a car window got smashed, and they sit here beating somebody. Someone's walking around with a bat trying to get in there. And I'm just like, okay, so how do I walk around this, all the way around this, and get my vehicle, my company's vehicle out of this place
without getting involved?
Quickly. Right. Quickly and quietly. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I do since I work in these
lower SES inner city areas.
Inner city, lower income. What did you say?
SES, socioeconomic status.
Yeah. Yeah. So these more depressed areas, I keep my eyes on my own business.
True. Don't look at them. Don't look away. Dad told me that once. He goes, don't look at them. Don't look away. That's how you do it sometimes. And I'm like,
Just keep moving.
I didn't remember the context, but I do remember him being very adamant about that. Don't look at them. Don't look away.
Don't look at them.
Okay.
And don't look away. What? If you look at them, don't look away?
Like,
I don't understand.
It's like show no fear and also show no interest. That's basically what it is.
Yeah. So I was kind of like, I don't care what you're doing. I'm carrying on with my business. I'm not going to look at you. I'm going to keep it pushing.
It's a lot of stuff. It's like, don't start now, won't be none. It's like, I mind my business, you mind yours. It's
right.
Every man, like, yeah.
It's
keep your eye on the prize. It's a lot of stuff. Yeah.
I'm not paying attention to whatever it is that you're into.
You do you. I'm gonna just do me.
Yeah. It's just a eyes wide shut type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't see nothing, but I know to get away.
All those stupid euphemisms we just used.
Right?
Idioms. It's just this. Anyway. So.
Is he dead? Anyway.
I don't know.
Anyway.
The news is also one. The news is depressing.
It's miserable.
Except, I'm sorry, the 1-minute fluff piece they show at the very end.
That is blonde kid won a race.
Feel like life doesn't suck. Life doesn't suck. The news wants you to think that these communities are just full of degenerates who can't handle their business.
That the world is, man. This is miserable on the news.
Right.
Wait. The question that I have is, why do they have mouses with cords? They got these iPads in front of them, but they also...
Those iPads?
That's what it looked like. Those look like tablets.
I didn't look very closely. To me, it just looked like a regular old notebook. Not notebook, you know, like
what? But why do they have mouses with cords? And the cords come back underneath the table because the CPU is there, I guess. But what monitors are they controlling? They need a mouse.
I don't know how many computers they have. It looked like there was a laptop, and then it also looked like a laptop. I didn't look that close, but it definitely was a mouse with a cord.
There were two of them. They both had one.
There were two mice with cords.
And it looked like they had iPads, though.
And it did look like they had Apple computing devices.
Some sort of computer tablet thing.
Yes.
Like...
Apple. Copyright.
Specifically? It's not your copyright. You can't...
Trademark. No, I'm saying, like, it is trademarked. I'm not using it. I'm not taking it for myself.
You're audibly voicing the circle, the C with a circle in it.
I'm audibly voicing copyright. Trademark.
And the R.
It's not mine. Because, you know, sometimes you're not supposed to say stuff.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Like, you have to put it all in the proper context and nobody thinks.
Right. No libel, no slander.
You're right. Right. I'm just saying. It was an Apple copyright trademark looking type device. I didn't.
I can't stand you sometimes.
I didn't create it.
It was Apple covering.
It's not mine. I don't know computers. This local fry is real.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Yas.
Yas.
Moving on back to the brewery.
Brewery.
So we're sitting here talking about how
one of them flunked out.
So yeah, one of them quit teaching, and
the other one's on the way.
It seems like she was on the way for a while, but she seems like she's kind of getting it together.
Okay.
But he was saying, I said, so what is it that was like? What was your breaking point? What is it that told you that you cannot continue with this?
Good question.
Right, because I didn't know. I said, hey, I've heard this terrible rumor that you're no longer teaching. He's like, what? No, it's the best choice I've made in a while.
Okay.
So, well, because he said that he had one view of teaching and he had one idea of teaching. And then he gets to this insanely rough school where so many of the kids have so many issues that they're bringing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the school is advocating like this. He said, parole officer. These are the words he mentioned. Parole officer, military. He basically thought that they were just too rough on the kids, too tough. And I'm like, so I felt that way also. And I just want to be like, hey guys, we're all human and we all speak English. So let's just be human and treat each other like humans and speak English to each other and come to some kind of understanding. No. What I found out quickly is that, first of all, we were teaching middle school.
Middle school is crazy anyway.
Right. Middle school, these people got too many hormones running through their body.
Right, in the best of circumstances, them kids are crazy.
Right, to make any sense. Too much, too much. And this is not the best of circumstances.
Right.
So, and I said to him, I said, yeah, our kids aren't that mature. He's like, yeah. And I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. And I'm like, okay, I get that. And I'm glad that you left.
And glad you acknowledged and left, yeah.
Right. I'm glad that you didn't just keep it up out of some sort of weird obligation. Because he said he was just like, okay, one more week. And he just kept telling himself, okay, I'll do it one more week. And then finally he just submitted his letter. Because he was like, you know what? I'm being a sucky friend. I'm being a sucky boyfriend. My life is real sucky. I actually hate what I'm doing. So I need to stop. And I'm like, okay, you had an idea. It didn't pan out the way you thought it would. So, see you later. And I understood what he was talking about. Because, yes, it does feel like this weird, you will do what I say now. Like you're trying to control people. But what I feel like I've learned is you have to crack the whip in order to gain control. And once you gain control, you can give freedom.
Mm.
So I need to work on that for next year. Well, I mean, for real, because, I tried to be pals. Can't be pals with children. They don't need that. Number one, they don't need that.
Not in this context, especially.
Right, especially not in this context where, social structure and leadership structure varies at home. Sometimes day to day, sometimes week to week, sometimes month to month. I probably should have said that the opposite way to, add the weight to it, but whatever. It's in the ether now.
It's in the ether now.
Okay, well, take it back. Words once released can never be captured again. So, leadership structure varies so much at home. So when they come to school, they need a teacher who is going to set a standard and hold them to a standard.
Right. And there's some consistency.
Right. There needs to be that consistency, which I have gotten much, much better at. I used to just be like, I'm not calling home. Just give me a chance. They don't need chances. And they will push you until they know that they can't.
Oh, yeah.
Which I should know because I did that crap.
I work with special needs kids and they do exactly the same. the biggest difference for our kids is going to be the way they communicate. Other than that, oh no, I've looked children in the eye and it's like, oh, like, no. Oh my gosh, there's this one guy. His mom, he's not allergic to it. His mom doesn't want him to eat candy because who needs candy? Totally cool. I understand that. So in all my time working there, these years I've been here, he's never come up to my desk. I keep a candy jar on my desk. And on all these years, I don't remember him ever coming to my desk to ask for candy. But like 2 or 3 weeks ago, he did. And I was like, yeah, sure. Because I'm like, yeah, like, I know you don't have any allergies. I know there aren't any actual restrictions. You're good. Fine. He's like, thank you. So he, like, I don't think he said thank you. Whatever. The point is he came up, asked for candy and left. He's independent enough that he could do that without anybody with him. He comes back with someone with him, with one of his staff members with him. And he says, can I have some candy? His staff's like, does your mother let you have candy? No. Like, why are you? Are you trying to trick me? Are you trying to trick her?
I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
He still asks. Every other day, he's like, can I have some candy? Like, are you allowed to have candy?
No. And see, my kids do the same type of crap.
Mm-hmm.
But no. they're like sneakier and they're meaner.
Yeah, true.
So I have treats for them because we do this raffle.
Oh.
I'll do the raffle every day. And I tell them I'll do the raffle every day. I'm giving away like dum-dums.
Yeah.
And candy.
But it's valuable to them.
Right. It's valuable to them. I'm saying because I feel like, I guess I feel like someone might be like, oh, so you just give away stuff.
Bribing them with candy. Did you know you're contributing to the obesity epidemic? It's like,
please,
dude,
please.
Seriously, if a five.
It's like whatever. A 10 calorie candy, okay?
Go away.
Uh huh. Okay. All right.
Shut up.
So. take it away, back. But. So the point is. I'll do the raffle. I'll call a couple names. It's a mini raffle before the last day that I see them in the week. Fine. Not a big deal. But sometimes they'll walk up and they'll like just grab something.
Excuse you?
It's in a box. It's closed up. But sometimes they'll just walk up and try to get something. Or my first block of the day, they'll walk up to the cooler where the food is. They know better. But sometimes they'll walk up and they'll just take a breakfast. And I'll see them do it, and I'll be like, so-and-so, put the food back. And they're like, oh.
What? Does it say Rick Ross is on life support?
Is that Rick Ross or is that
Shane? No, that's Rick. I hate you.
She's possibly suffering from pneumonia at a local hospital. However, her family members denied that report. Rapper LL Cool J tweeting out.
What?
Sending love and prayers.
Wow.
Ricky Rose, hey, baby, you better get up.
Hey, so remember.
Rise up from that sick bed. Oh, well, never mind. Okay, that's okay, it. Never mind. Whatever.
All right. Go. So remember how the news is on the background here? So we just found out that Rick Ross is on life support.
And his. I can't discuss this.
I'm so sad because I thought he had really made a lot of progress with his weight loss and getting his health on track. Didn't he?
I don't know. They said pneumonia.
Oh, man.
Which has nothing. Yeah.
That's so sad.
He looks like his daddy.
He does.
Now they're talking about Billy Graham's funeral. Well, and his son looks just like him.
You said you don't even want to talk about that, but why?
Oh, because someone who I refused to discuss was on the screen. I refuse. I absolutely refuse because I don't want to.
So, I don't have the same prohibition on this.
So go on, speak out, baby.
This one doesn't want to talk about 45. I mean, that's as much dignity as I can give the person on most days. Just 45, you can have it, fine.
So just the women's thing we just went to tonight?
In some way that happened. 45, you got it.
45, whatever, child.
Women's thing?
Oh, the women's thing we went to tonight, they were talking about how you have to make sure to not take away a person's dignity because it'll allow you to treat them any kind of way or take away their humanity. So I can't...
a person's humanity.
Yeah.
Because then they will let you treat them any kind of way.
No, because then you will treat them any kind of way.
Don't take away a person's humanity.
Because then you'll treat them any kind of way. Once you say someone's not human, you don't have to treat them with the dignity or the respect that a human is due.
I want to come back to that, but carry on.
And so, like, even with he who shall not be... Nah, F that. I can't give you that much power. Even with 45, I feel slightly convicted that maybe I'm not treating him like a human. But I think it's more that I just refuse to talk about it. But I think, no, I just landed on I'm not going to talk about him. And that's it. Because I just, I can't.
Which is respectable. Right. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And that is okay.
I don't think the conversation is had well. I can't get past the fact that people are surprised that an entertainer is doing what an entertainer does, which is being not a politician. Huh? Like really, I can't get past that.
Like, really, really wonderfully being a poor politician.
Like, they're not. They're specifically not a politician. Specifically.
This is a business person.
A person who works in business.
Presumably.
No, specifically. Well, entertainment and business. Okay, that's this person's livelihood.
Like, it doesn't matter. We're not talking about
acumen or being actual, especially great or whatever. Right. This is what he does.
This is a business person, and a business person turned entertainer.
And y'all Bama's elected him. Oh, okay. And
wonderful. Is that the city?
Yeah. But yeah, oh, apparently daylight saving time's come up. Whatever. But anyway, the point is, now that people are surprised that this business person turned entertainer is not being a politician. Like, that was never this person's descriptor. They've never been a politician. So you get mad when this not politician is doing not political things and is failing at doing the political. Like, it's.
Wait, that's, supporters are upset?
It depends on which supporters you're talking about. There's different, like, variations that I've heard from this camp. I've heard everything from everything he does, like, you know,
he can do no wrong.
Right, he squats gold bricks all the way down to, like, I really didn't expect it to be this way, which is the most baffling of all to me, because I'm like, well, what?
It's fine. It's fine. Sometimes we get blinded.
Like, no, you know, blind. That was not.
Sometimes we get blinded because we're unhappy with our present, so we make an extreme choice, and then we're like, wait, no, that happens.
If you say so, child.
That happens. Your house is settling. I bet they're talking about settling.
Yeah, and then they come in and they jack the whole thing up and put the, ew, is he crying?
Your house is settling. This is a commercial for Ramjack.
Ew.
So what, do they put concrete underneath?
They actually have these things where they dig into it and they put these stands in that like raise the house a little bit.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I worked in a building once. We almost had to do it.
Hmm. Anyway.
How long has this gone so far? I feel like... Oh.
That's it?
Okay, we're going to have to...
Child's play.
We're going to have to go ahead and wrap this up. I didn't want to go for much past 30 minutes.
Wait, okay. We don't have sponsors or anything, so we still got a minute and... 15 seconds. So, you were talking about don't take away a person's humanity.
Yes.
Or you'll treat them any old kind of way.
Yes, that's how slavery happened. They say they're not people.
Exactly. So... when I talk to people and they want to even come close to comparing a single one of my students to an animal.
Oh, we fighting.
Or any, like, you cannot refer to my students, these 11, 12, 13, 14 year olds as anything other than children.
Right.
Because they're children. Are they children with diverse needs? Are they children with lots of character? Are they children? Are they little bad A entitled spoiled brats sometimes? Yes. Are they human? Most importantly, yes.
Most importantly.
And I'll be the last person to condone anyone calling a single one of my little poor black ghetto youth kids anything but a kid.
Right.
Regardless of where they're from or what their family circumstance is, they're children. So, it's kind of my soapbox. I'm working in the inner city.
True story. All right, fist bump.
Fist bump.
Ay. We out. Ay.